Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're going to jump into it. The first thing I want to say, I had made a post on Instagram, so I just want to talk about that briefly because I know it got a lot of views and traction on Instagram. And it was something that I thought was interesting as far as Bitcoin seizures, well, cryptocurrency seizures.
I knew it was going to go crazy.
by the U.S. government, $1.2 billion this year. And it's been happening since 2013. And the reason why I think that is interesting is that, you know, it's important for people to understand that, you know, the government sees everything. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, however you want to slice it, this is the world that we live in. This is the country that we live in. So, you know, you think that, you know, crypto is outside of the reach of the U.S. government, but it's really not. Mm-mm. And they do have auctions. And the crazy thing is Draper. Remember we learned about Draper Academy?
Draper Academy.
Through Mike Brown.
Our good friend Mike. Yep, yeah, shout out to H-Town.
Yeah, yeah. So they actually sold him 30,000 Bitcoins in 2014. For $14 million, that's worth $1.4 billion now. So first thing is that they have a bad habit of selling at the wrong time. They probably should have just held it and just kept it invested. And it would have been way more profitable to the citizens and to the government to actually have, $1.4 billion as opposed to a couple million.
They're not part of the community. They don't know hold. H-O-D-L.
Hold. yes. But I think that, you know, it's also interesting just to kind of give different perspectives on it, because it's like we look at cryptocurrency, and we're going to talk about cryptocurrency. I'm not sure tonight, but I have a whole rant.
We're saving. We're still in.
Oh, peace. Let's rant. I got energy.
No. We still in peace mode. Ian. We still in peace mode.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, I try to have a little patience, but it's running out, man.
It is. I asked him not. I can't stop him, but I said
if it was me holding it for 2 weeks,
yeah,
all of Greenberg would be at the door. Stop. Wait.
Yes.
All right. Well,
914.
You asked for it.
Bunch of Timberland boots outside my door. We're not waiting.
Yeah, man. So I feel like, where was I going with this? Crypto.
Yeah.
Crypto. Yeah. Crypto. is something that you have to really, really be educated on cryptocurrency, because it's like, you know, you think that it's safe, it's secure, nobody can ever get to it. It's a way to hide out.
Yeah, we don't have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, it's not. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Please don't.
Please. Please.
We don't want anybody to be in any type of risk of danger of somebody getting audited or somebody owing money in taxes. We don't want you to do that. So we're telling you that in advance. I'm not saying that we've lived from experience, but we've seen it happen. And so we're telling you, because we've been in the space. Please, please. All your gains. And they treat it the same way. Capital gain, long-term capital gain, short-term. So they treat it the same way. So please make sure that you're paying taxes if you've made any money in crypto, or they will be coming, knocking on your door, looking for their money. They, you know, the alphabet boys.
Greatest lesson that you can learn from Vegas is that you always have to pay the big. I can't wait till you guys find out how Ethereum became one of the top crypto to the government. We'll talk about that later. You always have to pay a big, and there's a game inside of a game. I know everyone is betting on crypto to be decentralized, and I know some of you give me flack when I say that it's not. You go do your research, man. Some things are coming to the forefront that are kind of scary, that I kind of told you guys that what happened 6 and 7 months ago. So, yep, you got to pay your taxes, and there are no loopholes around the government, because most of the message boards that you guys and discords that you are in are riddled with agents inside of them. Be careful.
Yeah. And for the inevitable question of where can you buy government crypto if you're into that sort of thing? So it's a few steps I looked at online. So first you have to find an auction. So you can go to, keep an eye on different websites, GSA and USMS websites for upcoming auctions. Then you have to register with the auction. That's going to be required. You're going to have a bidder registration form, copy of your ID, and then, you know, all of that stuff as far as, you know, to send in the deposits. But you can get the thing about the crypto auction, it's like anything, you can actually get it for a lower price. So I'm not even, I have to really understand why they're actually even auctioning it as opposed to just selling in a free market, because like you can actually get it for a lower price. So it's interesting.
Maybe you have to buy in bulk or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the government's not allowed to actually sell on a free market. They have to auction it, just like a house, right? Mm-hmm. Like they auction a house, they auction a car. So, you know, that's something for a lawyer or somebody that's in law enforcement to kind of answer that question.
Yeah.
But I mean, like if you Google the steps, you can find the steps, but it's interesting and something that I haven't really thought about.
Yeah, like when they repo your vehicle, like when the government repos it.
Yeah, you
and
can
then
get,
you buy the car.
Yeah, you get cars for cheaper that way. Yeah. So It's interesting. All right. So let's get into this. We're going to talk about our picks for 2022. But before we talk about our picks for 2022, let's talk about one other current event before, because I definitely want to just speak about this because it's inevitable that somebody's going to ask this question. The stock market was down pretty heavy today. It was down 33 points. It was down 600 points at one point, the Dow. The NASDAQ was down 188 points. And shout out to our guy, Charlemagne the God, who had the vice president on his show, and he asked about Joe Manchin.
Mm-hmm.
First time a lot of people ever heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, he didn't, but you know, we know that Omicron is running rampant in the streets. Yep. So those two things caused the stock market to go down. Now, Joe Manchin is interesting because he is a moderate Democrat from West Virginia.
Yep.
And he's like a swing vote. So I believe he said that he's not going to vote for Biden for the new bill.
Which is interesting because he said it the day after that interview came out. So Charlamagne's interview came out and the Vice President Kamala Harris.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Responded and said that Joe was the president and don't talk like, and then the next day he decided to say, you know what, I'm not voting in their favor.
Yeah.
And you need that. So like how it works, they need obviously just 50 and 50, right? Republicans and Democrats. You need all 50. If you're even, you need 60 or maybe 55 to get anything passed. So you can't have one person on your party saying that we're not going to do it. It kind of has to be a unified
effort.
Well,
you can if there's enough, but it's like kind of not enough.
Yeah.
So he's a very important person.
He's a big piece of that.
West Virginia is a Republican state traditionally. And so he's one of these, like what they call moderate Democrats, who's like leans a lot towards Republicans. Mm-hmm. So he has to do things to satisfy his constituency. And a lot of times he goes against the Democratic agenda, which causes problems for the Democrats. So that's why Charlemagne was like, is he the president? Because it's like he has a lot of power. Because his one vote is very, very needed because it's such a thin margin.
Right. He doesn't have much room for error here.
Yeah.
You can always tell the truth by how someone responds to something. So when she got that upset, no, Charlamagne, we're not going to do that. Like, fellas, like, your girl ever asked you, who is Bianca? You like, I don't know who Bianca is.
I don't know,
why
Tiana.
You asking?
Right? I don't know, Kiana.
Right? So the answer told you, yes, he has more power than he should. And I know you guys got upset when I was like, hey, Sleepy Joe, da da, but he hasn't led in a presidential fashion since the time that he took office. And he broke every promise that he said that he would to our community, even though we voted for him in droves. I don't know why. Joe Manchin pretty much is acting as president right now. And then please put in chat, name me three things that Biden and Kamala Harris has done that they promised since they've been in office.
I'll wait.
Yeah, we're gonna wait. Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's gonna be a point in time very soon when we finally get a elected official that delivers on what they promise, man, they're gonna be able to sweep the board. Because everyone's always like, hey, politicians say one thing to get in office and never deliver. Imagine if they actually deliver on what they're going to say, they will have a dictatorship in this country. Please be mindful. Please be mindful of what's to come.
And let's talk about, so this is why Ian always says, long-term investing. This is why we always preach long-term investing. I'm going to explain this. So, you know, the problem with short-term investing or short-term trades is that you can't make a lot of money, and technical analysis is real, but there's some things that's out of your control, like a global pandemic that won't go away, that's on its third leg, like a renegade politician that just decides he doesn't want to. So
doing it.
In the long term, it's not going to affect the market in a couple years, but in a week, in 2 weeks,
some of these,
and
weeks.
That's why it's like, no matter what kind of technical analysis you study, and this is my favorite quote of EYL ever, was from Big Business, when he said, it's not so much the stock or the company, it's the economy. If the economy takes a hit, you can have the strongest stock in the world, it's still going to go down. And that's the problem with the short-term swing trades, short-term investing, is that, you know, sometimes you get hit with things that's out of your control, that have nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
And it could cause you to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, Omicron is one of those things.
Yeah, Omicron. Who would have?
I mean, we're seeing rates that we've never seen. The highest rates ever.
New York City reported its highest one-day new case thing last week ever for the history of Corona. So this was just a couple days ago. Nobody would have forecasted that. Like, New York City has the highest vaccination rate out of any city in America.
Protection measures of any city I've ever been in.
Yeah. And with all of that, you got this highest one day new case ever.
And we're seeing vaccinated people get it. We're seeing unvaccinated get it. We're seeing people with the vaccination and the booster get it. It's just a crazy time right now, man. And like I said, you can't predict, right? So if there's fears of that, yeah, market's going to take a hit. Plus, obviously, we said this, and we spoke about this, but like, yeah, we told you that what you was going to happen on Friday, and it did. And some of your contracts expired, and some of y'all didn't pay attention. Maybe you lost money. Hopefully you didn't. But it's a shortened week. It's a shortened week, and the holidays, and we saw this during Thanksgiving, right? The week of Thanksgiving, if you go look back at the market, and that wasn't too long ago, you saw the volatility in the market on a shortened week. We're approaching Christmas. Market is going to be closed on Friday. Shortened week. Similar situation, y'all.
Plus weak economic data, rising inflation. The Fed is going to finally start tapering. And here's the truth that no one wants to say. The economy has been bad for a long time. America has not been prepared for a crisis, and we have two really big crises on our hands. One, water shortage. Everyone forgets that. Shout out to CGW. Then we have a food shortage. Let me ask you guys a question for those of you that are 30 and older. In the last 10 years, have you guys seen any fireflies in nature? One of the biggest issues that we're facing in our society is the rapid decline of insects. And if you look down the ecosystem and how it affects our food supply, it is getting worse. So those two things in combination plus rising inflation, by 2043, we're supposed to have a Great Depression-like collapse. And if we don't fix a couple of these issues, we can get there pretty fast. I'm not here to scare you, but please go do your research. And even with not knowing what could happen, if you go study the Spanish flu like we told you, and you go back to the first 20 episodes of Market Mondays, we told you how long it will last. Mm-hmm. We're here. Buckle up. Things are going to get rougher before they get better.
Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.